Now I've got Shane McTomas on the line. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning to you too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my holidays now.
You're in Bulgaria, aren't you?
I'm in Bulgaria, yeah.
Hope you're getting a bit of good weather over there.
Ah, it's gorgeous. 32 degrees and nice, warm, sunny day.
All right, enough said. We're experiencing a little bit of sunshine here in Dublin, but nothing like the temperatures you've got. Look, I've got you here, Shane, because you're going to talk to me about the Labour's rise, we called, on the Glasnevin tours, which is something you are instrumental in setting up. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. This year is the centenary of the foundation of the Labour Party. And, you know, over the next few years, you have the 100th anniversary of the Dublin lockout and, you know, the big strikes and really where the workers formed themselves together and put it up to the employers. So we've mapped out a series of tours on the Labour history, one where all the men and women who were involved in the Labour organisations that got this country off its knees.
Yeah, yeah. And this was your idea, Shane, to start these tours, was it?
Yeah, well, when you look out across the cemetery, you have all of the famous figures, the Michael Collinses and whatnot, but you also have ordinary people who were in the trade union movement or the Labour Party who you know, changed the fabric of Irish society through fighting for the rights of workers.
Yeah, and the Labour Party was founded in Clonmel, isn't that right, by James Connolly and James Larkin and William O'Brien?
Yeah, and we have William O'Brien and James Larkin up in the cemetery. The only one we haven't got there is Connolly.
Yeah, where's James Connolly buried?
He's in Arbor Hill.
Right, okay. And that was the reason for that was taken by the British at the time, was it?
Yeah, like they didn't give them. I personally think their bodies should be taken out of Arbor Hill and brought up to Glasnevin, because at the time they were just thrown on the back of trucks, brought up to Arbor Hill. That was a military prison, and they were thrown into a hole, and there was no services and there was no funerals or anything like that. And all their families are up in Glasnevin, so I think they should be taken out of Arbor Hill and brought up to Glasnevin.
Okay, and listen, and there's some of the, you can tell us about some of the women too, Eamon, that are Shane, that the tour is going to take in.
Well, I'm
thinking about
Countess
Markovitch.
Markovitch,
yeah,
first woman elected to the British Parliament. She didn't take her seat, and she was the first minister, woman minister in the whole world when she was Minister for Labour in 1919 elections. Helena Maloney was the editor of Connolly's newspaper, and she set up the Irish Women's Workers Union, which was with Delia Larkin, Jim Larkin's sister. So an amazing woman that fought all her life for workers' rights. Rosie Hackett, who went out on strike in Jacobs in 1911, led a first strike, a first lockout, and was all her life in Liberty Hall. You know, so amazing, yeah. Men and women that, you know, did their bit, and kind of history forgets them sometimes.
It does, yeah. Really, the Labour Party has kind of been put on the back, on the back seat, really, regards the the history of the 1916 rising as well, isn't that right? Because we don't hear as much about the prominent part the Labour Party members played in all of that. The other parties get more of a say in it, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, that's very true. And you see, in the 1919 election, Sinn Féin asked Labour to take a back seat so that it wouldn't split the vote, the nationalist vote. And Labour didn't, you know, put any candidates forward, and they were told, wait, you know, and then when we get an independent Ireland, Labour can have its stance there, you know. So they were kind of left off the history books after that one, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They did. They took the hit because they could have went ahead and said, no, we're running candidates. They took the hit on their own party for a united party that would be in the Dáil.
Yeah. Do you think they're still suffering today from that decision? Like, I mean, it's a long time ago, but I mean...
Yeah, I'm a historian now. That's a very contemporary question you're asking.
It is, isn't it?
There.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought I'd throw that one at you.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Okay.
the Labour Party, from my knowledge of the Labour Party, it's made up of, you know, a large raft of people from ultra-left to, you know, Social Democrats. So, you know, it's a little different now than it was back then.
I think it's a lot different now, Shane. But anyway, look, the tour is taking place throughout the month of June, isn't that right?
That's right. On Sunday up 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we also have Ger O'Leary, who's a great actor, an old Dublin actor, and he reenacts one of Larkin's speeches, you know, the great appear great because we're on our knees, let us rise, at the end of the tour as well, to give people a flavour of the charisma and words of James Larkin 100 years ago.
Yeah, I noticed, Shane, that there are two dates left, the 17th and the 24th, and that's they're the last two dates for the tour, is that right?
Yeah, they're the last two dates, but if somebody's interested with a group or something like that, they can book it and we can put a special one on for them.
Okay, and it's there's a nominal cost of €6, is that right, yeah?
Yeah, €6, and any money that we get from any of these tours goes into the upkeep of the grave, so nobody's like creaming off profit off these things. Any extra bit of money we get, we put towards the maintenance and upkeep of the graves.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're enjoying your holidays over there, and it's around it's 20, nearly 20 past one over there. Is that the right time
over there?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's nearly lunchtime. But listen, did you get a chance to watch the match at all last night?
We did. We went to a night. We're in a place called Valletno Turnavik, and we went down to an Irish bar last night. We found an Irish bar with this very small expat community. There was two other Irish people in it, a fella from Bray and a fella from Galway. And we watched it in there.
Right. Well, disappointment all round, I suppose. You know.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to watch, all right. Yeah. But we're not out yet, you know. Never out until completely out, you know.
Yeah. Are you only starting your holiday now, Shane, yeah?
All right. No, I'm coming back on Thursday.
All right. Well, you might be back in time for the next game, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I'll give out the booking details after we finish the conversation, okay? And listen, The best of luck. Hope your holiday has been great and it continues to be so for the rest of it. Okay.
Yeah. No bother. Cheers.
Thanks, Shane. Talk to you again. Thanks a lot. Thank you.